our unworthiness and his glorious love. You know, I'm blessed to see so many of you out here so early this evening. Takes some effort because there's a lot of things going, so thank you for that. And I trust it will be a real blessing to each of us here this evening. You know, as I thought about this service, you know, I count it a privilege and a blessing to just to be here this evening and to share in this way. And I actually think having it in the evening is unique. You know, we talk about the Lord's Supper, and I don't know exactly what time that was, probably a little earlier than this, I think. But still, and also thinking of the meaning of it and seeing all the children here, and I think that's a blessing. You know, that's a wonderful opportunity to share what this service means. And I thought about that. My mind went back to the Passover there in Exodus chapter 12. If you want to turn with me there, I'd just like to read a few verses out of there. And there's that chapter. There's so many types in that account in the Old Testament, and might just look at a few, but it just blessed me again to go over that and think about that and realize, just think about all the details and how God is a God of order. Those details are recorded for a purpose, and there's such a blessing in seeing that and just coming to understanding that. This account, it's just before that last terrible night. They went through all those plagues, and this was the night when the death angel came through and killed all the firstborn, man and beast, and Pharaoh finally agreed to let the children of Israel go. And so here we have the account before that. God was giving Moses instructions. We'll read the first 14 verses, then I'll jump down a few and read a few more verses. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish. A male of the first year, ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. Ye shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and upon the upper door posts of the houses, wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread. And with bitter herbs shall they eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. And that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass to the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. And when I smite the land of Egypt, and this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. Then down to verse 21. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, Draw out and take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. And you shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass when ye come to the land which the Lord will give you, according as he hath promised, that ye shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass when your children shall say unto you, What mean ye by this service? That ye shall say, it is a sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt. When he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses, and the people bowed the head and worshipped, and the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord commanded them, as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. You know, they read that passage. I was, again, thankful that we're living in the new, under the new covenant, in the new covenant age. And it also blesses me to see that God, in his great love to us, had all this history recorded and documented so that we can look back, and it helps us understand what we have been saved from, the wonder of it all. You know, see, here they took a spotless, a pure lamb, and Christ, the spotless, the pure, the sinless lamb, was willing to come down to this earth and to give his life completely. And it's finished. You know, it said in this passage, it talked about taking the lamb, and it had to be everything consumed and burned completely. It was totally a sacrifice. And the importance of applying the blood, you know, and today, that's same for us today. The blood must be applied. We talked, we sang about that, and I had to think of that song. There's power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. You know, in Egypt, that fateful night, you know, I'm sure there were those that scoffed at this crazy Israelites, and maybe some of their Egyptian friends that were following along and were also doing the same thing. You know, what did they think they were doing? What's that application of the blood of a lamb to the doorpost going to help them? But you know, the next morning there was no mocking Israelites. They were bitterly lamenting not having joined them. It was too late. The firstborns were gone. You know, I believe today the true child of God will find himself in much the same situation. It's just as important to have the blood applied today as it was much more than it was for them. One day, every scoffer will be silenced and bow to the one that gave his all for them. Also was struck with the thought of the importance of being prepared to move. You know, you shall eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. You know, that seems to tell me the importance of our walk with Christ, the importance of always being ready, the importance of having oil in our lamps trimmed and burning, pilgrims and strangers. You know, and I believe that's the reason we have these services, is to remind us again and to keep it fresh and keep it in our memory, and to take a careful look. And also, much the same as then, we have the opportunity. Why? Why are we doing this? And that's the, we need to take the opportunity to tell our children, to explain why we do this. And I'd just like to read a couple of verses here out of Hebrews 13 yet, verse 12 through 16. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. And I believe that's another opportunity we have, a time like this, to service together, feet washing, to serve one another. And it's an outward symbol of, I trust, what we are doing literally together with each other. Let's kneel together for prayer.